So managing a long-term health condition like type 2 diabetes can be hard work and challenging. Firstly, the impact of the fluctuating blood sugars, you know, the stress and the potential health anxieties associated with having a long-term condition can impact our blood sugars in the long term and also dysregulate our nervous system. And often we may not have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, so, you know, and often we might be either too busy, too stressed, to have another problem, which adds to the burden of self-regulation of our blood sugars. Not to mention our other daily responsibilities, such as our work, our caring and safeguarding responsibilities, means that we often do not prioritise our own well-being and can go through cycles of boom and bust and other patterns. Also, having diabetes can impact on many body systems, such as fluctuating hormones. So it can impact on our endocrine system and obviously our cardiovascular, our autonomic nervous system, and functions. And also research shows that having a long-term condition like diabetes can result in, over the longer term, not only complications of the condition, but result in physiological stress. So the body itself feels that impact of physiological stress, as well as the health anxiety, which means that the body is in a kind of reactive state, if you like, and our more reflective and responsive self-soothing system, our ability to self-soothe, is more difficult to engage and sustain and to come online. So how can mindfulness practices support a self-management of a condition like type 2 diabetes? Well, in several ways. I mean, mindfulness is about, you know, being in the present moment and non-judgmentally, which means that we are, if you like, we are present in each moment of our lives, and that can serve our situation rather than identifying with our usual habitual thought patterns, our emotional patterns that can further fluctuate our blood sugar levels. So another thing is that other ways mindfulness practices can enhance or support self-management of our condition is through, you know, there's a lot of evidence about, you know, controlling our blood sugar. There's evidence that shows that mindfulness practice can actually control our blood sugar. Also enhance our sleep, our digestion, our ability to rest deeply in our body, and has been also shown to support overall regulation of our nervous system. So as I said, mindfulness is awareness that arises through paying attention on purpose and in the present moment in a non-judgmental way. And it also explores, you know, how we can live a good life with a health condition. So mindfulness practices supports very much physical and mental health by, if you like, embodied practices that allow us to be in the moment in a non-judgmental way.